You're listening to the ASMR HQ podcast with Wanda and Paula.
Welcome to our latest podcast. This one's a bit of an experiment because what has happened is I'm in interstate visiting family, so we aren't set up in our normal recording studio. We're doing this via Skype and some other new program that Paul has discovered. What's it called, Paul?
It's called Call Recorder. And it's for Mac computers, so it just records podcasts via Skype.
So we're hoping that this works out for you and for us, because we intend to take this further and interview other ASMR artists in the future. There's so many of them now, and some of them are absolutely excellent, and there's a lot of newcomers coming up that we'd like to talk to and get their ideas on what they haven't planned for the future.
Yeah, that's right. So we have no idea if this is actually going to work at all. We've been spending the last 10 minutes trying to get it to work because for some reason it wouldn't play Wanda's voice back very well. But I think it's working now, I'm hoping anyway. So we'll soon see. But yeah, we're using Skype, and this call recorder is actually free for 7 days, so we haven't purchased it yet. We wanted to just get an idea to see if it would work for us, but so far so good. It does a video recording as well, so we're looking at each other at the moment. But we're not sure whether we'll do video ones in the future. You never know, we might get the courage to do them, show our faces. So you can hear in the background in Wanda's place, she's got some birds making lots of noises out there. In the background of mine, mine's pretty quiet at the moment until my dog starts to bark or something. But we'll see how it goes. We have no idea what we're going to talk about today, do we?
Well, firstly, no, we just thought we'd explain to you about the Skype and how we're doing this podcast. And also we've just received a new microphone.
That's right.
We have that to talk about. We haven't tested it as yet, so I think you're using it today.
Yeah, I'm using it right now. This is the Yeti. We spoke about this one in one of our previous podcasts, that we'd purchased one from Amazon, and it took about 3 weeks to get here from the States. And now my dog is trying to get out the dog door. You'll hear how my dog takes about 20 attempts to get through the dog door.
Your dog is psychologically
involved. She is a little bit. She's okay, but excuse me. But yeah, with the Yeti arrived yesterday, finally. I actually sent a sort of a mildly complaining letter to Amazon saying why was it taking so long, because it took 2 weeks before it even left the US. But they were very good. They said that because it was taking so long that they'd give us back the postage, the money for the postage, so they did a refund on that. So that was very good. I've always had good service with Amazon.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, the microphone has arrived. It's the Yeti, and it's the there's two different versions. There's a pro version as well, but this one is the other version. It's very, I showed it to Wanda via Skype. She says it's massive. It is. It's a big microphone, and it's a heavy microphone too. But I did an unboxing video yesterday. It took me 3 hours to set up for some unknown reason. Things weren't flowing very well, but I'll put that on.
Wasn't there to help.
That's true, very true. But I'll put the unboxing video up on YouTube. I just have to edit it because I only had a 16 gig card, because Wanda took the 32 gig storage card up with her to make some recordings. But I only had a 16 gig, and after 7 minutes it would run out. Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. So I have to edit that video and punch it together, and we'll see how it goes. So I'll get that up in the next few days.
That's the last part of doing these doing audios, is the fact that you have to edit them. There's always editing doing.
Yeah, if you want to match the audio with the video, because we don't, when we video things, we don't use the audio that comes straight from the camera, because the quality is usually not very good. So we use another microphone. And that means we have to match the sound with the video, first of all. And then if you've got, like I say, if I had to do two parts of the video, then I have to match, you know, four different things. It's just, it gets messy. So, but anyway, the recording's easy. It's the editing that takes the time. So you can imagine people like ASMR Requests and Heather Feather and those type who do complex sort of videos, the amount of work that goes into them. I don't think many people appreciate how much work goes into these videos that people provide for free. So, you know, they all deserve a big pat on the back for the work they do, I think. Yeah. So, but anyway, this microphone looks good so far. It's got four different options. You can record in stereo. You can record in cardioid. I think that's how you pronounce it, cardioid. You can record in omnidirectional or bidirectional. So the one that for ASMR that I was hoping to try out, haven't had a chance yet really, is the omnidirectional one. And that's where the sounds come from all sides of the microphone. So, and that sort of sets up almost, it gets, you know, close to being a binaural sound. So that's what I'm looking forward to testing out with this microphone. But so far it looks pretty good. It attaches straight into the back of a computer. So for a lot of people who don't have recording devices of any sort, this comes in handy. So, yeah, see how it goes.
Another thing that we've kind of got involved in is the new documentary about ASMR.
Sorry, my dog's coming through the door again. that's the Tingly Sensation documentary. So we have made a donation to that, so we'll see how that...
looking forward to seeing the finished product. It's only very new. I don't know that she's really got underway yet.
Yeah, she's still working on it. She's doing lots of recordings, and the producer I'm talking about here. So, or the director, I don't know what she is. I think she's the producer, director, all sorts of things. So independent producer. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Mm. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what else have we been doing? We are working on something that's going to benefit the ASMR community. We hope it will anyway, but it's still in sort of background mode at the moment. So we'll reveal more in future podcasts.
We'll get stuck into it when I get back.
We haven't had much time at the moment, so. One thing in the ASMR news, I noticed Heather Feather put out a video today. She's going to be giving away a FreeSpace Pro binaural microphone, which is pretty cool. Like in the top of the line too. I think I have a feeling the guy who owns the company has offered one for her. I'm not sure, but that's what it sounds like from the video. I didn't watch the whole video, but that's pretty cool. So if you're looking to get a nice binaural microphone, and they are very good. We've got one ourselves. Excellent microphone. So the only thing is she's only giving it away to people who live in the US. She's not posting overseas, unfortunately. And she's got reasons for that. She's just a bit worried about putting her return address on these packages she's sending out, because she's not only giving away a microphone, she's giving away some props and things as well. So, and I can understand that. So, and that's, when you send stuff overseas, you have to put a return address on it. So that's fair enough. So it's only for people in the US, I guess, and maybe Canada, maybe, I'm not sure. But I suppose Canada's overseas as well for the US, even though it's right next door. So that's something to go and check out Heather Feather's YouTube channel and check out that video. What else has been happening? Anything else?
New Zealand's winning the America's Cup.
Who's winning?
New Zealand.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would like that.
Yes, Wanda's a Kiwi. Well, an ex-Kiwi. She lives in Australia now, like we all do here. What else? I'm just trying to think of things. I told you we weren't prepared for this at all.
No, it was mainly to test out whether we could do it by Skype and how it all works. So it seems to be going okay.
Yeah, that's right. This is the microphone. I've got this set up on the stereo mode. So we'll see how it goes for podcasting in the stereo mode. There is a little button on the back that you can just flick to change it. So I don't really want to do it in the midst of this podcast, but I will do a proper test of it Yes. I'm actually going to do a proper test for a YouTube video, so, and maybe even in another podcast, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how they compare to the Rode microphones we use for podcasting, because the Rode microphones are very quiet microphones, so, which means they don't make a lot of hissing and humming, because I can actually, even in my headphones now, I've got them on, I can hear sort of a background noise. I'm not sure whether that will come through on the recording, but I don't know. Can you hear? You probably can't hear because you're not wearing headphones, but I can sort of hear a hissing sound, but that could also be the sound that's coming through from Wanda's end, actually. So this will be an interesting recording, because the Yeti might be quiet, but Wanda's actually just talking through her iPad, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah. Yep.
That's, until you actually play it back, you won't know.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, what I'm hearing in my headphones is you, so that must be the sound coming from you rather than the sound coming from the Yeti, so...
Okay.
That's probably what's causing that. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, what else? I probably can talk about some of the artists I've been listening to lately. Quite liking. There's this little girl. I call her a little girl. She might be older than I think. She looks about 10 or 11 to me. What's her YouTube? I'll just Google it while I'm on here. But she comes from the UK, and not sure what part of the UK.
She's a One Direction fan, isn't she?
Yes, that's right. She's a lovely little girl, and she must be young if she likes One Direction. Although in one of her videos, I loved it because she did a CD role play. You know, she was in a CD shop selling CDs, and she said something like, "Oh, it doesn't matter what age you are, you're going to love this CD. It doesn't matter if you're old or young." And it was a One Direction one. It really does matter what age you are, but that's okay. She's really good. I like her. I'm just trying to find her. Where is she? Soft Whisperings is her YouTube channel name, Soft Whisperings. And I just love her stuff. My favourite is the ASMR Various Tapping and Scratching video. I've got that up on the screen there now. But she's got this lovely accent. I think it's Scottish. I'm not sure. Just the accent enough is enough to watch her. She's a real pretty little girl. She's nice. She's one of my favourites. Who else? This is my list. I've got in my subscribers list. I've got Massage ASMR. He's one of my favourites. Heather Feather. I mean, who can't like Heather Feather? Airlight. I love Airlight. She's good. I think it's a she. I'm just assuming here because I don't know if she does. It's a she. Airlight. Then I've got Super Chillum ASMR. I like his stuff. ASMR Requests, of course. Still waiting for her second instalment of her space.
You can't wait for it.
Yeah. I've got the Water Whispers. Makoto Phoenix. He's only done one video at the moment, but it was exceptional. It was really good. That's that one. Wonder you like that.
Yes,
Rumi's. He did a poetry reading.
Yes.
Then we've got Soft Whisperings, which is the one that little girl I spoke about. I won't call her a little girl. She probably doesn't like that.
No.
She's a young lady. ASMR Aurette, she was actually the first ASMR artist I ever saw. Got another one here, Afterlife TV with Bob Olsen. Now, he's not actually an ASMR artist, but I just like listening lately. I've been listening to near-death experience sort of videos, and he does some great interviews with people. Then I've got Wolfberry Whisper, Vinny Vid Volk. I don't know how you pronounce that, but that's Violet. Not everybody knows Violet, but Violet is one of the bigger ASMR artists, and she was one of the earlier ones I used to listen to as well. I've got Psychoacoustic 99, Whisper Smith, ASMR Therapy, Gentle Whispering, of course, that's Maria, Neon Indie Girl, she's another young girl, I guess she might be, 15, 16. She's an Australian girl, and she does some really nice stuff. She's a lovely girl as well. Then we've got sound sculptures, and I've only just started following sound sculptures. She does just sound videos like we do, a lot of just sound ones. And she's got a big, big following, so well worth listening to if you like just the sound ones. Then we got ASMR by Design, ASMR Dippy, and Violet's Voice. I really like Violet's Voice. It's another new one I found. She's not the Violet that I was talking to before. This is another one. But she's got a great face, great personality. I like her. And she does a lot of... she's always in front of the camera, this one, so it's all role plays and various things like that. So, yeah, that's on my list at the moment, but some go out and some come in, depending on... After a while, somehow you sort of... Either the artist isn't doing any more videos, so I sort of unsubscribe, or sometimes you just move on to different things. So it often changes my subscribers list there. Yeah.
Well, quite a nice assortment there, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's a different... I'm sort of getting into... I used to be mostly sound videos, and that's still my preference, but I'm sort of looking more into the visuals too now. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Wonder we'll be back soon, so we'll be back creating more sound videos and such. We've got a lot sort of banked up, haven't we?
Yes,
that
we do.
We need putting some we did with our old microphones, the, we call them the old ones, but we're still using it, the Soundman microphone, binaural ones. And most
our meditation one that needs to be edited and put together, and it's had a really good sound that we're very pleased with how it turned out. So.
Yep, yep. Is that bird squawking out there? Is that one of Stacey's birds?
Yes, yes. Those are ones that are in the aviary.
Yep,
yes.
Yeah.
I went out trying to get the sounds from the aquarium. My son has an 8-foot aquarium, and it's got some really nice water sounds. But every time I go out there, the darn birds start squawking.
Yeah, yes. Have to take the birds. And how many birds has she got?
There's about 20 or so.
Okay.
Different ages.
Yeah.
But a horse eaten a couple of them recently.
Aww.
So at the moment I wish it would come and take a few more.
No, you don't. No, you don't believe that.
I don't.
All right. Okay, well, it's still pretty quiet where I am. No birds. It's actually getting very overcast. Looks like we're going to have rain again.
Nice.
That's good. All right. I think that's probably it, is it?
I think so.
Nothing more to say?
No.
So hopefully this has worked.
Yes.
We'll soon find out.
Yeah. So we'll catch you next time.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.